continue to rebuild, regrow, and it's been fantastic working with these guys. As far as the other committees, historical preservation did not meet. Rescue squad, we've been working on an alternative solution for the rescue squad, and we'll be talking to Dietrich in the next couple weeks to talk about the future with them. And Shade Tree, we'll see that Grant Patton submitted a resignation, so we'll be looking for a new person to chair up that group. And planning board did not meet this month, so we are looking forward to the new year. Other than that, I have nothing. Any questions?
Very good. Thank you. I'd also like to further the thanks to the police department and the fire department. The more I get to know these guys, I've always had a lot of respect for them and thought they've done an excellent job, and I definitely appreciate them. Okay, Councilman Brandy, Chair of Personnel Administration and Ordinances.
Best. I'm going to submit it. I'm going to keep it short because I'm coughing, and forgive me. But I just want to say that the Christmas tree lighting event went great. There was a great turnout for this event. There were many families and community there. And we would like to thank everyone for coming out, especially the Boundbrook Police Department and the PBA, as well as the Boundbrook Fire Department, DWP, and the Boundbrook Moose Club for being part of this event and for all of their help. And Sid hopes that everyone had a chance to drive or walk downtown, forgive me, and see all the Christmas lights. We had new snowflakes on the poles, as well as poles wrapped in lights on downtown Main Street. And the businesses did a great job making their windows look festive, and some of them using Christmas lights that had been given out to the businesses for free last year. Also, the windows were painted by the Boundbrook High School Art Club for the holidays, and they did a great job as usual. The tree in Billion Park was also lit, so Boundbrook had two Christmas trees. South Boundbrook has scheduled the Battle of Boundbrook for Saturday, April 15th, which seems pretty far away, but that's what's happening. And we will need the council's help with that. And I'd like to say on a personal note, this is my closing session with the council. It's truly been an honor to serve with all my fellow councilmen, esteemed mayor, Jasmine, Agatha, Hector, our legal representation, and in the words of the Terminator, I'll be back.
Thanks, Lisa.
I was going to wait to the end of the meeting to acknowledge Councilwoman Brandy. She's been, she jumped right in after Jake left and has been such a great team player here. Jumped in, started doing the work, and has really helped Boundbrook. And I really want to thank her, and I'm honored to have worked with her.
Thank you. The pleasure and the honor is all mine. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. Okay, next, Councilman Francitelli, Chair of Economic Development.
Okay, well, it's the time of year when the weather is cold and buildings are sort of not changing that much because of the weather. However, that's built into the schedule. If you look at the projection dates when things are going to be completed, everything's still on schedule, but the report, which the borough has a copy of, is pretty much stayed the same manner that this month third would work. Okay. The one thing to note though is the five, which is located at 17 and 19 West Main Street, will be probably completed by the end of this month. Not the end of this month, end of January. And we should start seeing occupation, which is pretty cool. There has been no new construction started, however, besides the property onwards. Our committee did not meet, our did not meet, and everybody is just giving up for 2023. That's my report.
Quick question. Architectural review was started, was restarted by myself and somebody else a couple of years ago again. But it was always a function of the architectural review. It seems like it lacks membership and activity. should we disband it for the new year?
Yeah, because quite frankly, you have to touch on a review board with Joe Costa coming to me and going over the codes, which works actually because I'm probably the only council person here that was here when we made the actual rules. So it kind of works, but you don't really need to have an official board.
We'll kick it over to the planning board and have them put together an ad hoc committee, and we'll just disband it for the new year.
Which makes sense. I mean, an advisory.
Yeah, it's committee. An advisory committee.
Yeah.
You know,
and they should be advising on their own plans, and then you know, anything that they don't like, they should probably be bringing up ahead of time.
Yeah.
Architecturally, right? I don't like this material. I don't like that stuff. Stuff that is inconsequential in a meeting, but is consequential when it's built.
Yeah.
Those are the things we'd like to be able to get ahead of time.
The one benefit of it, and listen, the rules are the rules, and if somebody submits a sign that's legal, the review board can't do anything. So basically what I've been doing is going over to Joe, this is what he can do, what he can't do. But what the review board can do is make suggestions. That, you know, like these covers really don't go with each other, the font's too small, no one's going to see it, it's too busy. You know, a lot of things, and you can get people with the skill set that knows these things, it's beneficial.
All right, thank you. Councilman Januzzi is absent. Progress. Let's circle back to the engineer's report. Dale Lubner, Director of Public Works.
So just following up quickly on the Billion Hidden Park permitting project. As soon as we get a call staff, it stays around for a while, and the grant is hard on this, we put them back there and take care of the EP requirements. So that should be, I'm hoping within the next month we can take care of that. The code application, grant application for the county, finished up the subgrant agreement, get that over to them. I'm working with T&M to go through the library HVAC system to get that on the street for bidding. We have to have the money expended in April. So time to done, yes, to keep that moving. Should not be a problem at all. Also, a subgrant agreement for the 22 application. Finishing that. That's on East Second from Church to from Mountain to Hamilton. We've got some good news on the actually before I go to that, you'll see there's a resolution on tonight for the 2021 DOT local aid application. We asked for the time extension to award that. This got hung up with the close that the project this year. Couldn't get it done by the end of the year to get it awarded. So I talked to the DOT and we're just doing a time extension request, and council has to do a resolution to basically say, yeah, we agree with that. On a better note, 2023 local aid application, which we submitted to West Franklin Street, both Linda and John Street, we got a very favorable award of $431,309, which is probably one of our highest yet. And that'll take care of the first part of Franklin. I want to do Franklin over a 3-year period, and that's just with that entire corridor being done. The longer we do, it'll be well worth it when it's all complete. The train station, they did start work. They started some demo work, taking the tiles off, saving the tiles if they can, doing some exploratory work inside the building. They had to build, you might look back there and see a plywood wall. They had to satisfy transit and Conrail because of planning requirements. But they're underway and need to be tagged the contractor. This isn't their first run. This is good. They're on board. They're going to get this done quickly. 2020 loan program. That's wrapping up. That was with the youth sports complex parking lot over T Street, Cottington, and then West Second. That's us in the final closeout right now. The 21 program was West Second from Foster to the school, and Van Curen The only thing I saw today is the guys are out there being hearing, which they didn't do. So that's, once they do that, we close that out. The resurfacing program from the county, I had marked two areas of concern, which is on Daylight and King. Both areas have been resolved. They came back out, they fixed what one was fixed, and the striping has been completed. So I think we're ready to sign off on that and pay them and to move on. And I think this was a successful year with them. The pool rehab project. Phase one of the project is currently out to bid. There's a pre-bid meeting scheduled for January 4th. The consultant will be up from his office to attend that meeting, and then we are going to be receiving bids on January 24th at 2 p.m. So hopefully they come in well, and we get to see moving in the supply chains kind of up on that. The 2022 New Jersey American Water Projects I've been talking about up on the north side, everything is complete except for Farm Lane from the camp to Wachung and Ross Lane. I've asked the water company to provide payment instead of paving, like we've done in the past. Means that we have to get some extra drainage up there. It's too flat, and we'll be trying to repave it, but we're just going to hold water. We're going to have the same issues we've had up there for 30 years. So the agreement was $117,800 that they are going to give us, and we can put that towards upgrading the infrastructure and build a project around this and for the data. The last I have on my list is Middlebrook Road. I was up there today. We are seeing some significant icing on Washington. Part of that from, I think, from the cross rail on the west side of Washington going across Middlebrook. I did hear from the reporter today. They have requested a meeting with me. That will be held sometime next week. I gave them a couple of dates and times. They will reach back to me and let me know what works for them. And I'll meet with them for the reason of seeing a drainage report, what they are putting into our system, and if we agree with that. And then also the resolution of some of the deep tissues and everything we see on their side. What I saw today is leaves backing up the inlets on their side, which is bringing water across the street already. So, I mean, they're not maintaining what they put in 2 months ago. That's my report for today.
Very good. Any questions?
Yes, a comment. I want to thank Phil for ordering the signs for downtown. We're hearing complaints about parking issues. And you know, half people don't know where the parking lot is. So what we're Dale's ordered signs, and I guess we'll get them up hopefully by New Year's.
Oh yeah, we'll have them up this week.
We'll get signs so that people can be directed to the community parking lot.
Yep.
Also, we're talking about, because again, we're trying to work hard to solve our parking problems. We've got the chief working with us, sort of studying the downtown and seeing, you know, we notice that all the mainstream spots are full, but they're not the stores.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to figure out what's going on there. And we also, Hector's working on a new whole system of meters and enforcement. So hopefully we're going to attack the parking problem from all these ends, and hopefully we'll get some solutions.
Great. Is there like the ability of an outside consultant? Because I rely obviously heavily on the internet to go find how things are working for other municipalities, and it's like parking solutions. I'm trying to look at keyword terms, and I'm not really coming up with that much. And I reached out to somebody on the parking commission, and I thought
two studies done in the last 10 years.
I figured as much. I mean,
the council basically is listening, and we're working on the problem.
No, I think people are. I think everybody here is aware of the situation.
Yeah.
I personally have just, you know, I proactively try to go down, and you know, there's places I like to patronize and go to, and there have been more than one occasion. I'm like, hey, I'm going to go here, and then I circle, and I suddenly remembered, like, oh, I can park behind there. And then there's nothing there either. So, you know, I think, and to your point, there's nowhere to park, but they're not in the businesses.
Right.
So, I you know, you had, it's, yeah, their spots are taken, but they're not in.
And the parking lot is pretty empty. And I'm surprised at how many people do not know where that is, and that's where the sign is for oil.
Good. Because that's the thing. You drive through Somerville, you see parking, the big P, the green P.
Exactly.
Good, good. Again, I don't think we're in a position where we're ignoring the problem.
No.
We're actively working on acquiring additional parking right
that's
now.
That's what I mean. So we're not. It's a known problem. Right. I don't certainly have claim to know everything, but
honestly, I've been working on the. Dom and I have been working on it for the last 2 years with an active solution, and you know, Tony and I have known about a problem for
long
quite a few time, and you know, that's what we're working to do. As part of that solution, the buildings that are coming online all have to have a certain percentage that's shared parking, so that will add parking where there was no parking before. Especially during the day that, you know, there's, I think, like a 70% vacancy rate during those hours of 7 to 7. So,
people not overnight.
And that's by design because at that time the commuters leave and then it opens up the lot completely, which that plus the additional lot between Maiden and Mountain. Should add another 80 plus spots unless we start going vertical, which is the idea is full utilization of that and then start going vertical once we start monetizing it.
What's the timeline on those properties? I know that...
So we're hoping... I don't want to say anything because they're all in contracts and negotiations.
Okay.
One of them should be literally closing. I think we're doing the due diligence now.
Okay.
So that should be before the spring. And the other one should probably be closing before the spring. And then full possession and utilization of it probably towards the end of the year. So November, we should be able to get something towards the end of the year where we start utilizing those.
And that sounds realistic. If you said, April we'll have it closed in
All this stuff takes time.
No,
right?
I agree. Okay.
Especially when you're dealing with towns. It's
one comment I want to make, and I might get shocked for saying this, but I'm a businessman and it's a two-way street. For example, I went to meet friends in eastern Pennsylvania a couple days ago, and got there at 10 o'clock in the morning. The restaurant opens at 10. At 10 o'clock in the morning, it was freezing cold. It took me forever to find a parking spot. I walked 5 blocks to a restaurant that was packed with people. So it's a two-way street. We need to solve our parking problem, but on the other hand, businesses, including myself, I'm a founder of business, have to offer services that people really want. And it's important. It's hard. It's not easy. I know. I've been doing it my whole life. I'm constantly trying to reinvent myself. But it's hard.
I can tell you for a fact that, you know, our business is on a street with zero parking. It's a pedestrian plaza. And, you know, the parking is a block away. The other one is 2 blocks away. The other parking lot, like Dave said, there's spots, but they're behind all the businesses. They're not necessarily closed. But on a Friday night, when car shows are being held, there's 5,000 people in that downtown. You know, on a Saturday, there's got to be 3,000 people. Restaurants are full. Nobody has parking, dedicated parking to their own. They're all lots. They're all behind, you know.
They're talking about Somerville.
Yeah. So, and people get out and people walk and, they, you know, and that's kind of the, what you're trying to get to is not be a destination, but be able to have people walk around the downtown, discover new shops, discover new restaurants, that kind of stuff. So I know we have a little bit of ways to go still, but, you know, we have to plan for the future.
All right. Good.
That's it.
All right, we're going to we have resolutions listed that were submitted for review and will be adopted by one motion. Are any resolutions, is there a request for separate discussion? For
just
anything?
Two of them, 306 and 312. 306 is the towing application.
Okay.
There's two deficiencies, or one deficiency, and the other one is a recommendation. Deficiency is that I believe we have a limit in an old ordinance that that we have that dictates this. I think by state law,
we can't have a limit. So, and number two, I think it would be smart of us to we find these tow trucks every so often with an employee that lives in town, parks on the street, parks in the driveway, becomes an eyesore, and it's also either a violation of borough code or the police code. So I think we just write into the ordinance that while they're servicing Boundbrook, they can't park here. And that's it. That should solve that solution.
Okay, so that will just change. We could, but that's not this resolution.
Yeah, we're going to table. So we're going to table.
Oh, okay. I'm like,
and we're going to come back. So I was just telling you why. And then the other one, which is the parking agreement for Mount Rosina's.
Yes.
I didn't see a diagram in there. And then there's some language still missing in there for when we have special events, kind of like the night that you were there, that we were supposed to close that. That was supposed to make it in. It didn't. So I just want to table it, get those two things in. So 10 years from now, nobody has any questions as to what we're doing.
Wait, how does this work?
Motion.
Yeah. So I'll make.
Okay. So should we vote on all of them first and then come back, or start with the first?
Well, you could do it either direction.
I'll make a motion to table 2022-306.
And I'll second it.
Okay. Roll call.
Sorry, give me 1 second.
Yeah, we can do it all in favor.
Okay.
Sorry. Roll call. Okay. Yeah, that's my fault.
Okay. Roll call. Council President Gomez.
Yes.
Councilman Franzatelli.
Yes.
Councilman Longo.
Yes.
Councilwoman Brandy.
Yes.
All right. We're going to table 2022-306.
Motion.
2022-312. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
We have a motion.
Table.
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez.
Yes.
Councilman Franzatelli.
Yes.
Councilman Longo.
Yes.
And Councilwoman Brandy.
Yes.
Okay.
I think we can do all these resolutions at once.
We do. Now we will now. Yes. Are there no? There's no other.
I have no conflicts.
Okay. So then, other than 306 and 312, which have just been tabled, all in favor?
No.
Aye. Oh, do we have need a motion first?
Motion. Motion to approve 302, 303, 305, 307 through 311 and 313.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? None. Okay. Very good. Next item is approval of vouchers. Resolution approving vouchers in the amount of $1,936,199.59. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
I'm going to give it to Longo.
Longo.
All right. Roll call.
Council President Gomez.
Yes.
Councilman Franzatelli.
Yes.
Councilman Longo.
Yes.
Councilwoman Brandy.
Yes.
All right. That is passed. Now, moving on to opening up to the public for comment. Oh, I'm sorry. New business. I have to ask. So is new business not usually on the agenda?
Well, it should be.
Just ask for it. Just for. Thank you. Go ahead.
Things, first, the tax office will be closed on starting on December 30th at noon. We are switching over to a new platform, and so we're going to be closing early. The last day for online payments is going to be the day before, it's December 29th at 4:30 p.m.
Okay.
It's posted on the website and social media, but you folks will know. And then the second, I know we just went through a bunch of resolutions, but we're going to just take a moment to formally thank Mary Patton for all of her work with the state. She just been such a partner to work with. Her passion for that mission is just.
Yeah. I also noticed the In those resolutions was the renewing, the approving the contract for the Department of Public Works for this upcoming year?
Yes.
Good. I also want to go on record and thank them for doing a great job this year.
Yeah, I
very much appreciate them.
I did want to just take a brief moment. It was really a condensed schedule. There were some things that we needed to have financially restored that took a little bit longer than we wanted to. So really something that we had hoped to take about 2.5 months. We did probably about 2.5 weeks. So I want to thank most of the guys here in the audience.
Yes.
Really want to thank them for their patience and really their willingness to get this done. I think it's I think we're all very happy. You know, a lot of times you hear people saying that if both sides are upset, here's the good agreement. I don't subscribe to that at all. I think both sides are very happy.
Good.
And I'll thank them for working and the collaboration. So.
Yeah, no, I definitely appreciate everything you guys do.
For the same, I want to thank them. I want to thank them for all their work. They are crucial in this town and have become such an integral part of this team that we have here between all the departments. It really does, you know, I know a lot of municipalities over the last 9 years. I don't know any municipality that first gets along and works together and works as a team. I know I've been saying this forever. If we work as a team, you know, we can do anything. But, you know, that wasn't the case for a long time. But every single department has really come together, has, you know, worked as a team, has one mission, one goal, and it shows. Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Before
we
move on here, I'd say a couple things. Number one, I know I mentioned this before, this is sort of old business. We never did a proclamation for Richard Shire. We really got to do that.
For real.
And the other thing is we should do Merrick Hatton, too. That would be new business. Merrick Hatton deserves one, too.
Yes.
So these are two people that have done so much for the borough, and it really should be forgotten.
Perfect. Well, I'm not going to remember you. By all means, I'm in full support of that. You know.
The proclamations come from the mayor, by the way. Just a heads up.
But I read them. I read them. I agree with them, but I read them. Yeah, absolutely. Good guy. Absolutely.
He's the first economic development president for the committee.
He was around when I got here, when I was two, and just recently
departed. Really,
no, he was involved in some.
Married Hatton just for a while, but was
the yeah, it was better to show the appreciation.
Exactly.
And they can say thank you.
We should. That's a great idea.
So probably.
put a plaque on a tree.
You give her a tree and have a perfect.
Thank you. All right. Any other discussion before we open to the public? All right, at this time I'd like to open to the public for comment. By the way, this is all on me.
Hey. Good evening, everybody. So I was here 2 weeks ago, and I tell you guys that I was trying to get some of my friends, business owners, and as you can see, some of them are here. So I would like.
What's your name?
Ivania. So.
An address.
Give them 427 East Main Street, Bambrook. So I would like to give them the opportunity to express themselves. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Can you come to the mic? Sorry.
For the recording.
Yeah. Sorry.
Cesar Panaranda.
Cesar what?
Panaranda, P-E-N-A-R-A-N-D-A.
Okay.
From Janie Bakery, which is 405 East Main Street.
Yep.
Everybody's been talking about the parking lot situation. Like, besides cars staying there for over 2-3 days, so the people that should be enforcing the parking lot, or the parking thing, they're not doing it. So we got sometimes cars are staying 2-3 days.
In the same spot on Main Street.
In
front of a meter.
In front of a meter. Right. Now we also got people parking where there is no meter, which is also a hazard. But then you also have the business owners, you know, we can't leave our cars at home. Obviously, we have to drive them. Now, I know there's a public parking, right, that almost nobody knows about. Right? But the whole point is trying to get a solution of where we park, that the customers can park and don't have to drive about 5 minutes before they decide to leave. Also, a question on the parking lot. There's a public parking lot next to which they just closed off. Nobody knows why is that closed off. No one has a public.
That was sold. That parking lot was bought by somebody.
The public one.
Yeah, and part of the, so they're going to build something there, but again, the parking there, part of the agreement is that they have to create shared parking.
Okay.
So all the developments that are coming to the town have the parking underneath. So they have, by the ordinance, they have to create shared parking. So when they're all built, we'll actually have about 1,000 new parking spots in town.
But by the time we're about to finish building, all of us are probably going to be out of business. Because most of the guys, not you guys, sorry, the town itself, right, they have about 6 construction going on at the same time. And none of these companies are, none of these construction companies or the owners of the building are compensating any of these stores. Because our landlords are not lowering our rent. PSE&G is not giving us a break. Food expenses are going up, but yet we can't sell the product because, you know, on top of the cars are already staying. So we got to either try to solve something for us right now so we can try to leave those spaces open. You know, you got deliveries that can't come through right now. On top of that, you guys are doing also a lot of events in the streets, which close up some of the streets. We're already doing less business, but yet they do an event without even asking any of the stores how they're going to get fed. The store, the streets gets closed. I can't get somebody to come to my store. You know? Besides the fact that we don't have any parking, then we can't get people to come to business.
Yeah.
You know? And so I think a solution would be at least getting the business owners someplace to work, someplace to park, because besides us getting tickets all the time.
It was a discussion, and again, it's something that has to be discussed.
Yes.
Maybe either a discounted rate or something so they can park in a community parking lot, at least as a temporary solution.
At least.
You know, so that was something that was brought up amongst us, but it has to be, when you provide it, obviously.
But the thing is, I know it takes time, but it's got to be done a little bit faster because our rent keeps accumulating. You know, we went through this COVID thing, we went through floods. I've been through three of them. I've been here since Floyd.
I'm a businessman, so you're... However, we're working on this. I mean, I agree with you. There's people parked there all day long, and they're not in the store. There's more people on the street than in the store.
And just to tell you, some of the things that we're working on also, right now, we have two contracts out for the properties between Mountain Avenue and Maiden Lane. You know where the alley goes behind? To purchase up all those properties right now. We have contracts out for them. And to that, and then be able to build.
I think you guys should also talk to these big companies that are coming in. I mean, they're getting money. I'm pretty sure they're getting tax breaks and stuff like that. If they're getting all this stuff and us as everybody here are putting money into this town, most of them have been here for over 25 years, maybe try to talk to these companies to compensate. Not maybe everybody, but at least the most affected in the business to be compensated. I know when they build in my building, the owner of the building compensated the store downstairs for the disruptions, for the parking, for the dust, for the inconvenience of all the customers having to go to construction while they're coming to the store. You know? I mean, those are little issues, but they're, at the end, the big issues for a pocket, you know? We all have families, the workers have families. You know? So that's something I'd like to bring up. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello. Hi, everybody. I'm from Crystal Market, 419 East Main Street. And basically, it's the same complaint that...
What's your name?
Oh, my name is Marilyn Rodriguez.
Marilyn Rodriguez?
Yes. And basically, it's the same complaint that my partner just said. We are a small business, and our sales came down like dramatically this month because nobody have a parking space. People cannot come in. This month basically is one of our best, including November, and the sales they just drop because nobody's coming in. And I understand the city needs to grow, but let's grow together. Not only these other people that come here and they want to build big buildings, but meanwhile, get us a break and let us grow with you. We want to grow with anybody that wants to grow. We want to grow too. But they're stepping over our head and leaving us with nothing. We have families, we have kids in college, and that's, like he said, we've been here like 3 years of floods and COVID and all that, and we've been trying to come up, but every time that we try to come up, something comes down and push us down. And this is basically something that they never, like, organized to see, okay, let's do this, but also let's think about the small business, how can we work together. They close our parking lot that is right next to us. Now our garbage container cannot even be there. It has to be across the street. The small business needs to bring all the garbage to crossing the street every time that they want to throw garbage out. We don't have parking space for the owner. Not even for the customer, but not even for the owner. And if we park anywhere more than certain time, then we get tickets. And it's not about, like, if you're parking in the wrong space or whatever. It's about, like, yes, I'm going to build this to bring the city up, but let's do it together because we've been here long enough. And if we are here now, it's because we help the city grow, too, because our business is keep going and bringing people in, too. So we deserve at least to take us in consideration when it comes to closing parking lot and just like thinking about this big company. We are a small business, yes, but all these small businesses are the ones that have been here since then trying to bring to profit to the city and to our family too. And it's been like quite tough now, especially in December. Our sales is not even halfway how it was like last year. We don't have no customer. We cannot have not even a truck come and deliver our stuff. And sometimes they say, we're going to leave you the stuff if you come and get it because there is no way to park a truck. We only have the main street and is a two-way street where a big truck is going to park there. The traffic is going to come to a problem because they cannot park there. If they park, then they don't have a way in or a way out. So I am thinking that since the beginning they should have at least leave the parking space beside us, which is 419 East Main Street, open, and a few others give us access to people that can park there. Because it's been...
I mean, that's a thought, and we could ask the developers to do that. But, you know, I assure you that we're aware of these problems, and we appreciate the fact that you're coming here and letting us know. What we're hoping, and we're not putting up these big buildings just to have it, okay? One thing that we're hoping, me as a business owner, you as a business owner, when all these buildings are full, there's going to be thousands of new people living on Main Street. And we're hoping that we can market our businesses to those people. But I know right now we're in the area where the buildings are going up and there's nobody in there.
Yes, which is great, and I understand.
But there is seven, you know, right now, Meridia has, I don't know, 450, and I'm being conservative, right? They have 243 apartments, so call it two each, 450 people. The Ridge over here has 70, so that's another 140. The Vibe, a couple other places. So we're talking about 700 or 800 people. Have we started advertising to them? How do we sell? You know, you have people now that live on top of the building, on top of our businesses. I have a business a block away from you. Mm-hmm. So I'm completely aware of it. And like I said, we've been working on the same. The problem has existed forever here, right? There's a parking lot that nobody uses behind the transit there.
and then there's limited parking throughout the downtown on the street. As far as the parking for trucks, I say we use East Street there. We designate a small area near the near the end there, and make a loading zone. From I don't know 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., 2 p.m. Most trucks. I have all my deliveries. All my deliveries for all my vendors come in at 7 o'clock because they got to be done by 12 o'clock. So we can do that. We can start looking at that as solutions. If you want, I can swing by, I'll talk to you, and start coming up with real solutions here other than, but we can talk about it or we can solve stuff, which is another thing. If you're interested, there's a SID downtown, which is the management company for the downtown. So we are both on that group because we're business owners in the area. We had discussed opening it up to the whole downtown group. This way people can come and we can work together to solve some of these problems.
Exactly.
And a perfect example is, and again, I'm not lying, Eastern Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. It's not a great flood, Eastern Pennsylvania floods, But these places are packed, and I was frustrated. I'm like, why am I going there? I can't park. But
yes, I understand. Yes, I understand your point of view, and I'm not against, and we are not against that the city can grow. And yes, I hope that maybe when you guys see all this building finished and this amount of people living in top of our business, we could sell to them, and probably we're gonna be better than what we are now. But what I'm saying, or what everybody is trying to say, let's work together in the process that we build the city up, not pushing the little business down until these huge constructions come to a life and bring the profit to the city. Because meanwhile, either when those businesses are up, we are going to be gone because we're not making anything. Rent? Who can pay us the rent if we're not selling anything in our business?
I know.
Who pays the taxes? Who pays the electricity? Us. Well, how we are making the money? Are we making the money in the process where this big building are growing? That's our point. We are not against. We just want to be fair. Fair with us that we've been here for years. Our business is here like for about more than 25 years. We've been in the same place. Flood. COVID, hurricane, and everything. When it got destroyed, not fire, but everything. So let's work together and see how can we help to these people that have been here forever in bad situation, and they still here offering the city some kind of profit. I'm not saying we are the only one, but let's help each other. Not like let's close everything and this business. And I understand, yes, big building, this construction, you're getting, when you see what is coming, you see a big. But in the meanwhile, us, we are suffering. We are suffering. And that's the whole point. Let's try to work together.
Thank you.
Buenas tardes. I must speak English.
Está bien, tranquilo.
José Vázquez, mi nombre.
José
Vázquez. De Sandra's Deli.
José Vázquez from Sandra's Deli.
411 Main Street. El problema...
Sandra's Deli. José Vázquez. Perdón.
El problema creo que es similar al de todos del parque. No entiendo por qué... Si la construcción no ha empezado, cerrar el parqueo ahí 2 meses que ya nos afectó a todos. Nosotros teníamos el negocio por 15 años. Ha sido, gracias a Dios, un éxito en el sentido de que nosotros abrimos a las 4 de la mañana al público. Ya hay buffet. Para eso nos levantamos a las 3 de la mañana para ir a cocinar. Y qué lamentable hoy que no hay ni un espacio. Si vieran el carro, yo llevando lleno de mercadería desde la mañana. Uh-huh. Porque no hay espacio para bajar mi mercadería.
Voy a parar ahí para traducir.
Okay.
Basically, the same complaint that everybody else has, there's no parking. He would appreciate it if that parking lot on East Main, the developer would open it temporarily, since it's been 2 months that it's been shut down. And that's really caused an issue for him. He wakes up at 3 a.m. so that he could be at the deli by 4 and start cooking and making breakfast for everybody. Right now, his car is full of items because he can't find a parking spot close enough to get them out of his car to drop them off in the store.
Hemos soportado las inundaciones. Estamos pagando préstamo de FEMA cuando para reactivar desde antes desde la segunda inundación grande, y le estamos pagando todavía, y eso nos está afectando a todos, pues. Y no solo la Main Street, porque la gente ve, no hay parqueo, se viene a la Second, y en la Second tampoco hay, se viene a la High Street. El problema más complejo, porque se viene, la gente viene buscando parqueo donde encuentre. Entonces,
catch up. Also says, you know, with all the hardship, he's also still paying off his FEMA loans that were given to him from the second flood. So, you know, to add to it, he said the problem's not just on Main Street. He said once his customers find that there's no parking on Main Street, they go up to Second Street. There's also no parking on Second Street. So they come up to West High Street, and there's still no East High Street, and there's still no parking. So continue.
There is parking at the commuter parking. In most towns, you have to pay to park.
No, lo que dice es que hay parqueo en el lote ahí.
And we are putting up signs for that. However, I heard about, and I agree, that business people need a place to park. And I don't know, this is a question for the attorney. Can the council vote tonight to give them, for a limited 6 month, let's put a 6 month limit on it, give business owners a free parking in the community parking lot, and hopefully that will free up some of the Main Street parking. So can we do that tonight as a council?
I'm just going to let Council President catch up to it.
Yeah. Está diciendo si está preguntando al lado si podemos hacer algún tipo de cuento o para los dueños de los negocios para poder parquear en el hotel.
Sí, porque también tenemos problemas con Uber Eats, ya no quiere recoger la comida porque no hay espacio.
También hablamos también, porque yo creo que la misma cosa que el loading zone ahí en East Street, esa calle, se puede usar ahí los parqueos, los desparqueos de eso o esa zona para recoger y ese tipo de comercial.
Sí,
es parquear allá.
Lo lamentable es llegar a las 4 de la mañana y no encontrar un parqueo cerca ni para bajar la mercadería. Entonces,
yo estoy a una cuadra de ahí.
Okay, yo no, lo que no entiendo por qué cerraron con tiempo el parqueo.
El parqueo ese no es nuestro. El parqueo es de ellos.
Oh.
Por eso. Entonces no es parqueo público más. Entonces, por eso que ellos lo han cerrado. Y están empezando construcción allá y están haciéndolo para poner materiales y cosas así.
First of all, I'm sorry. Speak two languages anyway, so I can only speak one language.
Okay, so he just asked, and I explained to him what you were saying, and I also said that perhaps East Street could be used as a delivery area, what I said before, creating a small loading zone there at the top, where all the businesses are, and creating some type of stop-and-go, pick-up merchandise, stuff like that.
So let me answer the councilman's question. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, this council pretty regularly votes to lift parking fees for a particular period of time during the holiday season, right? I guess I have two issues. One is, I think you could take that action now until the next meeting, where you could put together a more formal amendment ordinance. But I don't know how your parking system works in that commuter lot. If you pass such a decision tonight,
does the system allow you to recognize the business owners?
Probably not. We're probably going to need to get taxed.
Yeah, I think we should get, right. Yeah.
We can start working on it.
So we'll move forward on that, because that's a good idea.
Lo que vamos a hacer es trabajar en próximos 30 días para conseguirle a los negocios algo para colgar en los autos para que puedan parquear en el lote ahí.
Sí, eso es lo que humildemente pues nosotros queremos que nos ayuden, porque estamos desesperados, si no nos estuviéramos aquí quitándole el tiempo a ustedes.
Pero hombre, entonces vamos
a ver. I was screaming at my when I had people working for me that were parking in front of the store. Business people cannot park on Main Street, and that hopefully that will solve that problem, because those are valuable spaces. We can't take them up ourselves. That's a no-no.
No, they can't find parking for themselves.
There's a
I mean in front of the store. They
right.
can.
Right.
But yeah, if that to me is a great. That sounds like a great solution. Each business gets one tag, one or two tags. And let's find out what the demand is. Mark off the spots. Put up signs. Say this is reserved for this type of permit.
And we may only have to do it for one zone, because it seems like everybody here is from East Street to Hamilton, right? Because everything could go to yo le explico lo que estoy diciendo. And because from Hamilton to Maiden, they have their own parking lot due to that. And then from Maiden to Mountain, they have a full parking lot within.
Yep.
There's actual walkways out. So we probably only have to do this for a handful of businesses.
And it's a temporary.
Hopefully these buildings will be filled and you guys will be raking it in and you'll pay the parking.
Let me explain what I said. Entonces lo que vamos a hacer es comenzar a conseguir algo para poner en la ventana y pueden parquear ahí.
Sí, lo último sería que tengan en cuenta también, porque hay gente que se estaciona ahí desde el viernes, digamos, y se lo mueve hasta el lunes.
Okay. Le voy a hablar al chief acá mismo para que le explique. So chief, can we ensure his area, that area of all of downtown, is being properly monitored? They say that they have counts that people are parking there all week long. I'm assuming there's residents above.
I'm sure some of those issues are in play, Councilman.
Yes.
The issue which we've been working on and I approached immediately after taking over is a very large percentage of our parking meters don't function.
Right.
So there's still a 2-hour time limit, but it makes it much more problematic to enforce.
Okay.
So these are all things that are in play. So we just approved a purchase requisition in the last 2 weeks to bring in the new
and
meter
parking. Have a shorter time, 2 hours.
The meters
way too long.
Okay.
All these things are in play, but they're all going to take just a little bit of time.
Okay.
I also proposed the full-time parking enforcement officer in the budget, which was approved. That person's out injured, so
let me explain all that. Entonces, dos cosas. Ahí algunos, muchos no trabajan. Son
la mayoría.
Son antiguos. Entonces, lo que estamos ya en hoy día es, agenda, tenemos para comprar todo un nuevo sistema para el parque. Entonces, eso le deja a la policía, porque el problema es que la policía pasa por ahí, alguien parquea y dicen, yo no estaba acá 10 minutos, no 2 días. Entonces los ponen a ellos. Entonces, estamos solucionando ese problema. Segundo, ya estamos probando una persona full time. Hay una persona allá, pero otra persona, segunda, para enforzar toda esa área. Otro policía, pero solamente dedicado al parqueo del downtown, del pueblo. Entonces, estamos tratando de hacer todo. Entonces, si con eso, parqueo para ustedes en el lote, cambiando todos los meters, eso de estacionar, y una persona más para impulsar eso, esperemos que todo. Y
mejor.
Encima, y yo sé que los deliveries siempre son un problema, entonces yo voy a hablar con ellos y vamos a ir a buscar. I'm telling them that we're going to. Over the next 30 days, we'll look at a loading zone in that area. Y vamos a ver para un lugar donde se puede parquear los camiones, ese tipo de cosas, para poder hacer los deliveries a esa zona. ¿Qué parece? Porque de verdad, yo creo que todo el mundo acá está en la calle de East hasta Hamilton.
ese lugar. Entonces, porque todos los otros tienen parqueo o tienen lote ahí mismo, en el fondo de los negocios. Entonces, yo creo que el problema es más chico de lo que se, es más chico de lo que podemos, o lo que podemos hacer, es más local a la solución.
Just for everybody's awareness too, part of the holistic approach to the parking enforcement island to make sure for the entire borough, the commuter lots, was the acquisition of license plate readers because they're integral to this new system we're putting in place. That was a $30,000 investment. That equipment just arrived literally this week.
Okay.
It's going to be deployed very soon. So we are very much working on a lot of different solutions, but it's going to take a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Overnight.
And now the loading zone you're talking about, is that going to be for both deliveries and for Uber? Is there any way to make the designate the corners?
Yeah, well, that's
where exactly. That we're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, that's
right?
What I'm talking about. Is
by the way, I'm looking at maps here. I'm not looking at like I'm not checking Facebook here.
I would say on East Street, and then do deliveries, dedicated delivery time. Most companies that deliver food like that in trucks. They have a very early route. So it's like 5 a.m. they load up. By 6 o'clock, they're on the road. And by 1 o'clock, they're back to there. So we probably only have to dedicate a loading zone from 6 a.m. to 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, then designate that area an Uber pickup or, you know, expand it. Uber's going to be a five-minute in and out.
Well, that's the hope. But if they're saying they have Uber Eats and DoorDash, they're not coming.
Right.
They need to if we promise them there'll be spots, the spots have to be there.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, so I think those corners, I mean, the combination loading zone, I think that's a great solution.
Okay. We'll take a look. I'll go out with the chief and borough administrator. Either one of you want to come out?
The other thing I mentioned by councilman was a 2-hour limit. You were saying
it's too much. It's too much. 2-hour parking.
What do the business owners think?
It's, you know, because people can
2 hours?
You don't want that.
2 hours? Do you think 2 hours too long?
I think that's a reasonable time, especially if you're going to a restaurant. By the time you sit down, you move.
2 hours is just the right time.
Okay.
And that's pretty standard across almost anywhere you go.
That's what I thought. I was racking my brain. You know, like I said earlier, like, you know, doing this lame internet research.
Another point to the system we're integrating here. So if you pulled up your car and you put 2 hours in the meter and then I came in behind you, I could absorb your last hour. This new system's not going to work that way. It's based on your license plate. That's why the license plate reader is so important. So that's going to be helpful to us in turning these spots over.
We don't necessarily have to be 100% 2 hours either. We can designate one or two on either block as a 10-minute parking so that Uber can get there, jump, go, and
solve the problem. You need turnover. You need turnover.
Yes.
Because there's a guy who wants to go to the grocery store and buy a couple of groceries. You don't want to hog that space.
All right, so we'll look at all the solutions. We'll come up 30 days, come up with some type of framework, and then and start moving forward with it.
Yeah.
It sounds like we have most of the pieces coming with the PD already.
This is exciting to me.
All these concerns are being addressed. It's just speed up.
Right. Yeah, I hope it's understood that it's under the matter.
It is.
Which is why we're all showing up here.
Can you come up?
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah. Name an address. For the record.
But I will. My name is Maricela Gallardo. I am the owner of the new state farm agency right on Hamilton Street, 20 Hamilton Street. And I am right here along with all of my fellow business owners. We're all suffering. I mean, you're right across the street from me. It is very difficult for our customers to park, let alone the business owners. I have 4 employees under me right now, the parking, and I understand that there is a whole huge parking lot that it's right on Main Street. It's not convenient. That's the reality of it. We have to walk about 3 blocks to get there to get to my business. Let alone did I know if there's some kind of procedure for me to get a parking tag. I don't know any of that. I mean, the reason why I even opened my business in Boundbrook is because I did my market research. I know the type of people that I'm going to be serving, that I am serving at this very moment, and it's exactly where I want to be, right? I know where my business is heading to, but I also know how my business is affected by what's happening right now. So if we can find a solution to not just the parking, which I understand, we want people to move in and out, go in and out of businesses. I mean, the more the merrier. Hey, I want to make money as well. But at the same time, we got to find a solution for us business owners because we're the ones paying rent. We're the ones here trying to make this community better. get our pockets full, the same as the city's full, right? So if we can certainly come up with that solution, I know we're going to do it within the next 30 days, but I want this to be an urgent matter, and I actually want it to be done.
30 days is an urgent matter, and I believe you're on the city, right?
I am on the city, and I will be following up with you guys because I want to make sure that we do get a solution. Today, we did take the time out of our long work day to be here, and it is for that same reason, because it is an urgent matter, and it has to be fixed as soon as possible. That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Te voy a decir en español, ¿me puedes dar la traducción?
¿Cuál es el nombre?
Oscar Ríos.
¿De cuál negocio?
427 East Main Street, Bamboo, New Jersey. Health Star. Pero lo quiero hacer en español.
Está bien.
Para que me escuchen.
It's from Health Star. Dale.
Yo soy dueño de un negocio. Estaba yo escuchando que todos tenemos la misma situación del parqueo y todos tenemos que cumplir los reglamentos que significa tener un negocio abierto. Yo he visto dos negocios que no están cumpliendo las reglas que como nosotros comerciantes estamos aquí, nos la dan. Especialmente, yo sé que el señor tiene un negocio, Apple, en la Hamilton, sí, en el cual yo no veo signs de su negocio. Igual, yo veo las ventanas que están igualmente cerradas, o sea, no se ve para adentro. A mí me visitaron y me dijeron que yo tenía que tener mis signs con medidas y tener abiertas las ventanas al público para ver lo que está pasando adentro. Hay otro local que está en la Main Street, enfrente del Torpedos, donde no hay signs y donde también las ventanas no se ve nada, que esté, no sé de quién es ese negocio. O sea, aquí lo que quiero es que si todos estamos aportando por la situación y todos tenemos que cumplir con las normas que esta ley nos exige, entonces no podemos poner parte en una y parte en otra, porque todos tenemos la misma oportunidad para estar en este país. Esta es mi casa.
Okay. Mr. Rios is one of the owners of Healthy Start. He's basically here just to say that, you know, when he started his business and from the time then till now, that there have been rules in place that business owners must have in place, as in putting a sign over their storefront, having their windows open so that you could see from the outside. And he said there are businesses in town that are not complying with that, and he would like for those businesses to be held accountable for at the same standards that he is held accountable on.
Yes, since I live in this house, my house, almost for 25 years, you are more in este país, pero yo quiero que haya igualdad para todos nosotros. Gracias.
Gracias.
Thank you.
I think we just have to get a job with code enforcement because we'll probably get a little lax with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's important. It's important that people passing through the main street can see the goods that we have and should be all covered.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree. Okay, any other?
Linda Richard, 20 Talmadge Avenue. I guess a couple things. So being on the planning board for quite a while, I mean, we could do a better job in when we hear these applications, right? When the lot 5 was closed down, right? That lot 5 next to D'Agostino's, I believe that's lot 5. Maybe that could be opened until that construction is really underway. You know, there's houses that are going to be torn down on the East Street area, and then that lot seems to be a really critical component to this area of the town. So if there's no construction happening there, perhaps, you know, you can look at that. And, you know, when we heard the application, you know, there's land regs in place here that permit, right, these developments, right? So we're limited, right, at the planning board level. But in hindsight, you know, probably should have given more thought to that lot being closed. And I, you know, would frequent D'Agostino's Deli and would park in that lot. Actually got a parking ticket for parking on the permit side, you know. But But, you know, so in hindsight, you know, that probably more consideration should have been done. But I also recently just tried to mail a letter at the post office, and it was in the evening after 8 o'clock, and the street was filled with cars, which is only like a 10-minute parking or 15-minute parking zone. So that's either coming from the apartments there on Ridge and not being enforced, but there was no spaces at all, and I just squeezed in, you know, kind of on the corner and got the letter in the mailbox, but was not parked illegally to do that, and I'll say that out loud, you know, but there was literally no spaces at all, and I'm seeing even more streets on, more cars on Mountain Avenue, mm-hmm. But, you know, we hear you loud and clear, you know, the businesses, and, yeah, it's a problem. I mean, my neighborhood, you know, I've said for how many times at a council meeting that people park in my driveway, you know, that's because there's no parking on the streets, you know. So, you know, we're bringing all this in and just better planning and making them have the spaces that they need, you know. But it starts at the Economic Development Committee level because a lot of those decisions are made there. So by the time it trickles down to a planning board level, you know, it's already set in stone. And our hands are kind of tied on that. So thank you for giving that more consideration.
I'm going to work really hard to try to solve those problems, and I'm hearing everything. Mm-hmm. But just, again, it's a two-way street. When my business was located, we all remember Tony's Pizzeria?
Yeah.
D'Agostino, Phyllis's Diner. You know where I was located. All about 5 blocks away. We ate there every day for lunch. I never took a car and walked. And I think... And you know why we walked? Because it was really good. Because, Tony's Pizzeria, he used to make the best pizza around. Lou sometimes he wasn't maybe the friendliest person, but the family made good stuff, you know? And, you know, again, we need, I'm not minimizing the parking problem. We're going to work at that. But we need to merchandise to the people, give them what they want. You know, figure out what people want, because people are willing, and I'm an example, are willing to walk. I'm not talking about walking a mile, I'm not walking from 5 blocks. It's not far.
I mean, you really, with these projects, you're expecting the tenants to walk, right? I mean, it's like,
yeah,
you know, right? They're going to be walking from Meridia 300. There's no parking at all for that. And they're going to have to walk down the New Jersey Transit line.
Yeah.
You have people from Mosaic parking there. You have people from Bob. You have people. Yeah, people are going to walk.
Yeah.
But this woman from State Farm is trying to sell insurance and to ask some of her people to walk blocks.
You're not going to walk by my store every day to go to New Jersey.
Every day. I know. I walk to the train because,
yeah. I mean, we're trying to be a commuter. You know, we're trying to do that.
Yeah.
And again, not to minimize these are problems, and I hear everybody in the room, but again, we need to look at what we're selling and what we can do to make it better. You can put coupons, they'll let you. You can go to Meridia and you can just buy one.
I mean, Abel touched upon, Councilman Gomez touched upon that marketing to the apartments, the businesses, which I'm surprised it hasn't been done to date, right? So, I mean, to everyone, but absolutely. I mean, you've got a captive audience right there, right? I mean, right across the street, across from the
and internet. I mean, I've learned how to successfully use the internet. It used to be the malls that killed us. That was the first thing. We were doing great, and then all of a sudden, everyone's going to the malls. The malls aren't doing very good now. It's the internet, you know? So I know some people's businesses are hard to market that way, but I figured out a way to market myself on the internet. Not that you still have people walking in your store, you know, but it's a supplement. And actually, in my case, it's more than
then, just on another matter, with the reorg meeting, we could talk offline about that. I have a conflict,
yes.
So I just wanted to make that public and apologize, but it's a business trip, and
gotcha.
And I can't change it, so... And it depends on
That's fine.
I could say potentially that I'm going to have it that night, since I guess it's okay to call in for the council and the rules out of that.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. And for the record, I have stopped going to the Bamberg post office because I can't park. I go to the post office near my office.
You go to the post office, yeah. I was kind of surprised to see all those cars there, but the line.
Yeah, in the middle of the day. Middle of the day, I just go to the office and go. It's less convenient. But
can I say one thing, please? I'm sorry. I'm directly talking to you.
No problem.
Since you keep repeating that we should sell stuff like that people really like to sell more stuff for people to come to our business.
Market better.
Exactly, or marketing better. Let me tell you, like, since the time that we've been here in Bamberg, I think we are selling to people exactly what they really, really want. Mm-hmm. Because our business, I have 3 kids. 2, 1 graduate college, and the other one is in college. And I have one in middle school. I own my own house, and it was from that business. And my kids went to college. I pay for their college. And if it wouldn't be because of that business that we are selling to the people what they really want, I wouldn't be able to either have a house on my own, and I have 3 kids, and basically everything that I have done here is because of that business. It's not that people are not coming to our business because we are not selling or advertising our business in a better way, either TV, internet, or newspaper, whatever. It's because the inconvenience that is now to come to our business. This problem wasn't a year back. It's just when this things start.
Also, and we're looking at sales, right? Now I'm just going to talk business, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at sales, 10 years ago, you were probably one of only 2 supermarkets downtown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So today there's 6-7 supermarkets, and all I'm saying is, you're a supermarket there, there's a supermarket.
Yes,
and they're offering the exact same thing. On Hamilton, there's another supermarket. Across the street, there's another one that just opened.
Exactly.
Across the other one, there's another
and
one. There's 2 of them. Between Maiden and Mountain, and then across the street there's 2
exactly.
More.
Exactly.
So and you have 6.
Yes, but let me explain to you this. In top of all those supermarkets being in the same town, in the same street probably that we are, we never encounter like such a low
what
sale.
I'm saying
and
is that all these supermarkets came online in the last 2 years.
Yes, exactly.
Years. So,
but the problem is not from year back. It's from this few months now. Like the summertime, we were doing great. As soon as they closed the parking lot, everything went down. Why? Because people cannot come to our store. And I'm not lying. We have the books. I could bring proof from our accounting and yes, exactly. And it's not because we don't advertise our place. It's because the problem that we have with the parking lot and with everything else that the city is going through. And I understand. We want to grow with you probably. Who knows? Maybe once that they build this big building, we're going to be more successful than what we are now. But in the process, let's help who we, as a business owner, being here for so long, trying to help the city to grow. We're not here taking away from the city. We are providing to the city. So we want our, to understand us better.
So we actually,
it's all we are. We want.
Wrong. I'm not criticizing you as a
no, but you keep insisting in that. You said it like 3 times.
And I will. And
yes, you said it like 3 times that we should, because probably like that, what you're trying to say is, probably like that, people, no matter how far you are, how difficult it is to get to your place, maybe people will come no matter what. Walking or doing whatever they need to do, they're coming to your place because you're really advertising what you're selling to the people. It's not that. It's that the people now and they are not putting themselves in
not
this situation
saying,
just
I'm
to
not
buy
what. I'm saying that the parking isn't hurting you. I'm not saying that.
No, but you.
I'm saying that. Me, personally, as a business person, I would sell Epson big speakers and, and an 8-track player, and I lived my old days, and they would sell, and all of a sudden it would stop.
And then people now are buying cell phones, and then I have to sell cell phones, and then that would be great, and then
yes.
somebody sells across the street, I got to do something else.
Yes.
And I've gone through these waves, and parking, listen, I just...
I understand exactly what you're saying, but what I'm saying is I can show you the numbers, and not because we're not advertising. It's because since they closed this parking lot and leave us as a business owner, not even where we can park. Even to throw the garbage is a problem. How many days the garbage from our business was there stuck? That not even the truck from the city can go and pick up the garbage. Not even that can go in, couldn't go in there until people start complaining. I don't know what happened. Then they start picking up the garbage. It was garbage all over the place because not even the garbage truck could get into the parking lot to get the garbage. The problem is not about building. It's not about growing. It's about less to take care of the small business. At the same time, we want the city to grow. Let's not just push them away because they're small business. We could become big, 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 and huge business too.
I hope to become the biggest business in the county, but I will work on all these.
But then that hurts when you say, it hurts when you say that we should advertise that.
I'm sorry, I'm just trying to come up with other ideas while we're doing this.
But yes, I understand. Let me tell you, I have customers that they have moved. Some customers, they have moved to other city, and when they have the opportunity to come to our store, because sometimes our store offers unique product to certain people, they come to our store. And it is such a happy feeling when you have people that come to our store that move from I don't know where, and because they know we have this type of product, they come to buy it from us. So it's not about advertising. It's about the inconvenience that everybody work and come from home late to cook for their family. And when they want to buy a product that they need, they cannot come to our store. And people are not taking that headache of seeing, well, I need to cook and I don't have a parking space. It takes me so long to buy something. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go to another place. It's not because I don't have it or I don't advertise it. It's because they don't have the time.
Yeah, I
am so
sorry. I apologize. And everybody's business is different. A grocery store is different than a real estate agent, which is different than an insurance place, which is different than an electronics store. And maybe in your case, it's a little bit harder to reinvent yourself because you sell groceries. And what else can you do?
No, I could do other stuff, but basically this is our family business that we don't want to give it away just because. And we are fighting for that.
Right.
This is what, like I said, this is what took my kids to college, helped me buy my own house. It's not other business. So if this is what I love, why should I give up? I should fight for it. And that's what we're doing, fighting for our small business, which I think it also do good to the city.
Yeah.
That's all.
By the way, I love your phrase, let's grow together.
Okay, so lo voy a decir en español. Queremos agradecer, pero más que todo queremos depositar la confianza en la gente que el pueblo eligió, porque ustedes trabajan para el pueblo. Ustedes son los primeros en los que tienen que solucionar. Lo que han escuchado ustedes hoy aquí es una manifestación de un pueblo educado que sabe y tiene muy buenas maneras. Y quiero la traducción suya.
So she just wants to thank you guys for listening to their issues, but she wants to put this in your capable hands, being the members who have been chosen by the town to lead our town and do so gracefully.
Y queremos que las leyes sean iguales para todos.
We want the laws to be the same for everybody.
Todos vamos a pagar lo mismo, porque todos pagamos los taxes en este pueblo. Aquí no hay diferencias si somos ricos o pobres, si llegamos primero o de últimos. Y cada vez que vengamos acá, Queremos ser escuchados y atendidos de la misma forma que nosotros hablamos con ustedes.
We just want to be heard and listened to the same way that everybody else is, because as everybody else, we pay our taxes just like all other businesses.
No nos vamos, hoy no es el último día, vamos a seguir fuertes.
Today is not the last time that you'll see us here. We'll continue.
Vamos inclusive a formar una directiva. Quizás nunca la ha habido en este pueblo, pero queremos tener una directiva formal de dueños de negocios.
We're going to create a business owner
board.
Board, Chamber of Commerce. Thank you.
Entendemos el idioma corporal de la gente, lo sabemos leer. Sabemos cuando se nos está faltando el respeto y cuando se nos está poniendo atención. Cualquier acuerdo que vaya a haber entre nosotros, sugerimos, todos nosotros somos una familia. No es que se va a ir de tienda en tienda. No, todo se va a arreglar aquí, porque nosotros creemos en ustedes y sabemos que ese es el lugar correcto y ese es el lugar adecuado para llegar a acuerdos y soluciones aquí, al frente de todos ellos. Ellos son solamente la mitad, falta la mitad. Y no es solamente un sector afectado, es todo el pueblo que está afectado. Si no todos pudieron estar hoy aquí, es porque no se pudo.
This is half of the business owners. It's not just one section of town, it's the entire town and all of the businesses in it. They are a very tight-knit group, like a family, and they are going to continue to fight for what they need and what they're looking for, but very respectfully so. And so continue.
Y creo que es el tiempo de ustedes. El tiempo de ustedes de agradecer a las familias acá presentes que por los últimos 15, 20 años han hecho que la Main Street exista. Ese es el tiempo de ustedes.
And it's time that the town thanks them for being downtown for 15 to 25 years. It's because of them that we have a downtown.
So sería una bonita forma de agradecernos en que nos apoyen.
It would be nice that you guys could support.
So, por esta noche, muchas gracias. Nos vemos en la primera reunión de 2023. No queremos promesas falsas porque nosotros no somos falsos negociantes. Hacemos lo que el pueblo nos pide y pagamos exactamente cada penny que el pueblo nos pide. Y lo hacemos con mucho orgullo porque nos gusta agradecer y queremos crecer juntos. Aquí hay personas.
We are very thankful for our time here tonight. I'm sorry. Se me fue todo.
Estamos dispuestas a contribuir con el crecimiento. Tengan claro que no estamos en contra, pero sí sabemos que se puede crecer juntos porque todos tenemos muchas habilidades que poner en función para el pueblo. Muchas gracias.
We're not against growth. We just want to be able to do it together.
Thank you. So, thank you. She was here before. Yeah. She was here before. Yeah.
Thank you.
She's Marilyn. Gracias a todos por haber venido a compartir. Thank you. And thank you all. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you for
attending as well. Muchas gracias. Okay. Any other public comment? I think we are to. Motion to adjourn. Is that where we're at?
We don't have any for executive session, right?
No. Ooh. I said that, and then I looked for guidance. Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second. Oh, second. All in favor.
Aye.
All right. Meeting is closed. Meeting is 8:29. Yes, this really needs to.